love being those guys. Like, I want to be one of those guys on YouTube that's like teaches you how to do a tutorial, but he takes like 10 minutes like to do it, and also his mic quality is shitty. And also he's showing you like his screen cap like video from his like computer running like Windows XP. I want to be one of those guys.
I like the guy who throughout the video has annotations that are like check link
check link in bio for something.
Always like the really like hyper animated intros they always have.
Yeah.
And then it's just, hey everyone, it's Jeff Dick Sucker, and I'm here to show you how to zoom in Sony Vegas. Good shit.
Bang bang. And then a bloody tampon hits the screen and goes and then a baby sheep from E-Bomb's World explodes. E-Bomb's and World was named after somebody, right?
E-Bomb.
Yeah.
My favorite Star Wars character.
My favorite 1920s ragtime performer. Yes. Was the Carnival Barker of the internet.
Is E-Fucked named after somebody, too?
Gerald E-Fucked, he was supposed to be the Republican candidate who went up against Taft.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Gerald,
it's really
E-Fucked.
Funny because Taft never fucked.
It's ironic. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Ellen, should I do my new character?
Yep.
My new character?
You should definitely do that.
I am, here's my new character, the bear from Golden Kamuy.
Hmm.
Okay, nice.
It's me, the bear from Golden Kamuy.
Hey, I've been seeing a lot of you on Twitter lately. How are you doing?
I'm glowing up and blowing up.
That is you definitely are a glow up compared to the manga where you were 2D and now you're 3D.
I am three dimensional and I have a lot of feelings and emotions I need to share with the people.
Oh, like what?
First things first, check out my vlogs and my vids and my reviews where I'm talking about intersectionality in bear dating simulators.
Oh, well, man. What's the URL?
It's called GrippinGrizzlies.gmail.com.
What's your go to bear dating simulator?
Dad Paradise. Oh, you thought I was talking about? See, I'm a 3D bear who loves 2D bears, men bears.
Mm.
Oh, so you're
I'm a chubby chaser.
Okay. I guess the intersectionality thing is species intersectionality.
Yes, and by intersectionality I mean I eat them and I have. What are those, like, kettle charts, but of humans?
I guess that is intersecting with them in a way, because you're biting into them.
Yes. I'm intersecting. Well, I meant to say intercepting, because I intercept them and then consume them.
While they're, like, what, running to go do errands? Or
yes.
You're just, like, tackling them?
So, you know that, like, little clearance area in the back of a grocery store of a Kroger?
Yeah.
Well, I'll pounce out and grab thick fathers and consume them as they go to purchase their child M&M Danimals. M&M Danimals yogurt. That's about to go bad.
Wow.
That's good feminism.
Like Danimals, by the way? Or is that just on clearance?
It's on clearance. It's been on clearance for the last 15 years.
It's discontinued. Okay. Danimals always fucked me up because I think they wanted us to like feel something for these like animal characters. Because they had like the monkey guy, they had like one that was a girl.
Totally. I did not like that. Very offensive. I do not know any animals that wear t-shirts.
Oh.
Frankly, that's one of the few benefits of being an animal is not having to wear a t-shirt.
What didn't you like about t-shirts?
I don't know the alphabet and I don't know what the letter T is.
Oh, okay.
The only word I know with T is trap, and I hate bear traps.
Oh, damn. Man.
And also the slur.
Yeah.
Because you are intersectional and woke.
Yeah, I'm the woke bear. That's right. I never hibernate. Because I have to stay vigilant, and I need to attack at any time.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about all this criticism saying that you're really bad CG and you look goofy as hell.
That really hurts.
Yeah, you never tear down someone based on their appearance.
I agree. I think they're body
shaming me for being visceral
and thick.
And thick.
You're so thick that you extend into another dimension compared to all the other characters.
As I said, I'm a three-dimensional character. I needed to be represented by 3D graphics.
It's true.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think that they chose to just use some, Unity assets to represent you?
Because I said I want to create a unified product, and misread my... See, I am an American. I was speaking with a Japanese production staff, and I think some wires got crossed. You know, I did mocap. I did all sorts of things. And by mocap, I meant I ate a man named Mo who wore a cap.
And decapitated him.
The cap was made from his scalp.
I have to say...
So it's weird. It's weird that you don't wear t-shirts, but you will wear caps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yes. I wear human skin masks when I go to bed. Because it relaxes me.
Just like as a beauty mask to like help with your pores and stuff?
No, I think it makes me less beautiful because I think humans are hideous.
True.
But all of them.
But wait, why do you like all these this gay bear porn then?
Well, because it makes me hungry. It's like watching food porn.
That is true. Food porn for us is just food fucking.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like seeing like a hot dog in a donut or something.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I've never is that a hot dog and a donut in your hand right now?
What? Yeah, actually, do you want these?
Can I take a nibble of that? I've never tried it.
I'm going to throw them so you don't bite my hands.
Oh!
Oh, you caught him in the air. Wow.
Yeah. That's really impressive.
You know, for such a thick bear, you're really athletic. You're like Jack Black.
Yeah. He's my greatest target. And I gotta say, maybe I've been wrong. I've been eating humans as food, but maybe I should have just been eating human food.
Mm. Oh. So are you going to start like jacking off to like wacky deli and stuff like that now? Or?
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to start eating wacky packages.
What are in wacky packages again?
They're sticker parodies of human products.
Oh, okay. What about, how do you feel about like a Lunchable or something like that?
Since I have little to no concept of time, I don't understand why they have to be a Lunchable versus a Dinnerable, but that's just me.
What about a breakfastable?
I don't want to breakfast anyone. I have paused.
All
no
my
fist.
British friends are... That's what all my British friends are telling me. They don't want to breakfast anybody.
Do they know any of the British bears over there?
Oh, you mean like Paddington?
Like Paddington, the bear.
Oh. Isn't he like a kid, though?
He's a man.
He did go to jail. That's all I know about him.
He is just like a small man. He's like small and swole, kind of like Midoriya and the fucking... In fucking season 3 of My Hero Academia.
It's true.
Man,
it
he
do
looks
be
so
like
fucked
that.
Up. He looks so fucked up.
I was going to play a character in the new My Hero Academia season 2.
Oh. I think there might have been a bear person.
I was going to be a bear person named Cuddly Boy.
Oh, what's your quirk?
My quirk was being a bear who hugged.
Oh, how do you feel about that one Pokemon?
Ursaring?
The hug bear. No, not Ursaring. The one, Beware, the fucking bear that hugs and like snaps logs in half.
They were so offensive, they had to make them purple.
That is that's true. That's, it's pink, but
that's
you're bear, so you probably don't have good color.
Oh, yeah, I have terrible color vision.
That makes you woke, because you are technically colorblind.
Thank you. I'm an intersectional bear, and an interceptional bear who consumes others.
It's true.
Well, anyway, now that I'm a big fan of human food and humans as food, what's a food I should consume?
Sox, what do you think the most human tasting of human foods?
Human tasting of human foods. As in, like food that tastes most like human?
Yeah.
Or most like the human experience?
Both.
I would just say, man, you gotta go to fucking Burger King.
I was going to say Arby's, but yeah, that's a good one too.
Now,
you got to go to Burger King same trip.
Arby's has the meats.
I've heard of pork being specifically human-like.
Similar to human meat, yeah.
Maybe I should dip into that.
I think
that
might work.
I might feel bad, though. They say pigs are really smart.
Well, I mean, so are people.
But not evil.
That's, you know what? That's true. Except for a certain orange pig in the White House.
I hate to get political, so I'm just going to shuffle off the podcast.
I thought you were the woke bear.
but that was more of a little literal wokeness because I don't hibernate.
Oh, true, I guess.
I gotta check my content. I gotta check my feeds.
Oh, okay. Okay. What? Wait, what are you keeping your eyes glued to your feeds for? Just
I love and, like, content.
What social media apps do you use?
What social
media?
Yeah,
you on Gab or something?
I'm on Insta. Well, I'm trying to think of some bear puns here.
Instead of Instagrams, it's Teddy Grams.
Thank you. Instead of Twitter, it's Tweeter, which is a little bird who lives in the forest named Tweeter, who tells me about the bad shit that's going down.
Isn't there like an app called like Grizzly or Grizzler or something?
Yeah,
it's like Tinder for bears.
Yeah, instead of Facebook, it's Facebrook, and that's just a brook we all stare
it's just
at.
It's just a babbling brook that you just
I'll
stare
catch
at.
Catch salmon in occasionally.
Face. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of fishing on that site.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, Mark Zuckerberg owns that too.
Weirdly enough, I tried to eat him once and it made me sick.
I mean that tracks.
What else?
Does he made
what, wait, what happened or... when you bit into him? Was it like not human or was it like
was
robot?
It like metal?
I know that one part in JoJo's Part 5 where they all deflate.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg did that and then floated down the stream.
Okay, so he is like he has the stand Soft Cell.
Similar to Soft Cell. I couldn't say it was exactly the same. I mean, it might have been a Part 7 and 8 situation where it was a slightly altered version.
See, I figured if anything, he would have like the stand Green Day where he has like some sort of like evil fungus that controls his body or something. And like makes people into like fungus zombies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I hear you.
Man, that was a cool stand.
You mean ERA is spreading a fungal-like disease. They're called smartphones. Because
you know,
it's making us all zombies.
They control it. Yeah, they control us like zombies.
Anyway, I don't want to get political. So yeah. I'm going to shuffle off and check the Facebook. Wearing my human face. I keep an Outlook account.
Oh, wow.
I also have a pet human that I take photos of.
What's his name? Sorry, their name. I don't want to assume.
Ironically enough, Albert Brooks. I'm wondering why he hasn't made any new movies lately. That's why.
Well, I guess that's probably for the best.
Anywho, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, he's leaving for the sunset.
Where did you go?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bear in the
door. Yeah, he just ran out of the door pissing.
Yeah, I mean, what would you expect?
I needed to change my jeans. I had wet, limp jeans on, and...
I want to correct. I got to make a correction. It's mold, not fungus, that Green Day uses.
I've only watched up to Part 4 because I don't read. So if you could keep your references around there, I would appreciate it.
I could not spoil Part 5 if I wanted to.
Yep, so much goes on.
Partially because I read the old Scanlations and I don't know what happened a whole lot. And I also don't know if that final few chapters make sense in any like conventional way.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds okay. I'm excited. A lot of people don't like Part 5 for some reason.
Oh, it's good.
That's weird.
It's good. Everybody's just like a gay gangster in Italy. They all wear Gucci.
Yeah.
All right. I'm into that. Yeah. Fuck.
I don't think Part 5 is perfect. I think there are two characters too many, and they even like start. I think the comic gets a lot better when some alterations happen, but it's still very good.
There are a lot of characters.
There are a lot.
Okay.
You could tell.
Hey, it's a lot like TBS.
It's a classic. Iraqi had just watched The Godfather.
Rocky went on Facebook and he saw a bunch of people that are talking about like The Godfather and The Sopranos, and he's like, you know what, they're right, these guys are cool. And that's why one of the characters is always complaining about his lost headphones and stuff. But anyway,
yeah,
that was a Facebook joke about how people on Facebook.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Alan, Do we still say Quillette's Talk Shop personally? We don't record enough these days.
Well, you didn't start the fucking show, Russ.
Yeah. Welcome everybody to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, my co-host, Alan Black. And we have a special guest this day. I was about to say this evening, but it's more like the afternoon for some of us.
Yeah. More like the morning for some of us, am I right?
Socks Mahoney. Oh my gosh. This guy fucking parties so hard that 12 p.m. is like 8 a.m. to him. And 6 a.m. is like tea time. Am I right, folks?
Yeah. Have you ever heard this one? Don't talk to me until I've had my morning Joe. But for me, it's afternoon Joe.
Your morning jelk?
My morning jelk.
Don't talk to me until I have my morning jelk.
Now I thought you just watched the MSNBC guy Morning Joe.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Well, I never get up early enough.
Well, no.
Oh, so you have to afternoon.
See, not a lot of people know this, but he just jelks in the morning.
That is what's on MSNBC. It is essentially jelk.
I mean, at that point, like at 3 a.m, nobody's paying attention, so he's just screaming about Russia or something.
Yeah.
While jelking, that's how I do.
That's
it.
What that's a wrestling move, right? The Russian jelk.
Russian jelk. Yeah.
We're going to make wrestling jokes. Good. We actually sent you on assignment, Sox, to WrestleMania.
Yeah, you did. That's why I went there.
We gave you a golden ticket. It wasn't a literal like ticket to WWE, but it was real gold. So we told you to pay with that.
Yeah.
And it was apparently...
It was one of those John Wick coins.
I still want compensation for the actual tickets I paid.
It was...
Well, that's what the John Wick coins were.
Oh, okay.
Well,
they got you into the special hotel, didn't it?
Hotel?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that Sox got bullied by... Which was the wrestler that bullied you?
Undertaker.
Undertaker bullied you.
Whoa!
And you now are trapped underneath the squared circle? Or is it the circle square? I don't remember.
No, it's a squared circle.
And you're now living under there, and you get to watch, like, the Monster Closet-esque, like, it's like Gary's mod down there, where just random items will pop up. Is it very scary, or is it very fun?
There is, like, an untextured just part of the floor here.
Yeah.
And that's a little weird. But sometimes wrestlers just, like, weirdly appear and then crawl out from under the ring.
There's a million kendo sticks.
Yeah.
I've
been getting
T-posers.
Really good at swordsmanship.
Which wrestler have you seen in a T-pose so far?
Man, I saw John Cena do a T-pose, but then he just immediately blinked out.
Yeah. They put on the mod that made it John... I'm trying to think...
I have John Cena, the clean face mod version.
Oh, it's a combination of Mr. Clean and John Cena?
Ooh.
No, it's just the Skyrim clean face mod.
Yeah, gotcha.
Don't use the clean face mod on Undertaker. It looks weird without the makeup on his eyes.
No lie, this is a real thing. I did use a clean faces mod with one that overhauled all the settlers in Fallout 4. So what happened was, all of my settlers just stopped having heads.
That is kind of the ultimate clean face.
Yeah, it's just no more.
Why are they using clean face mods? I almost said John Cena mods. But clean mods on their characters, but never use it on their own freaking face. Socks, wash up.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just rolled out of bed, haven't showered.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser on your face.
Yeah. No deodorant.
Y'all ever take a chomp out of one of those? They look like foamy ice cream sandwiches.
They yum, do. Yum. They look like a fucking Klondike bar.
Hey, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Like a fucking snack.
Yeah, they do look like a snack. It's really fucked up because Mr. Clean looks like a snack. Mm-hmm. And then inside the packaging, it looks like a snack.
Yeah.
Let's make that the new Tide Pods, just eating these rough abrasive pads.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Just rough and abrasive.
Rough and abrasive, and always wearing a pad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For like a menstrual pad or?
Oh no, she was a she was like an anime character.
She's wearing like knee pads.
Well, she was like a Street Fighter, and like she'd get the shit beat out of her in street fights, and she'd always be covered in bandages.
Oh,
and
like
pads,
bandages.
And then she'd Gauze be pads. Better okay. no matter the situation, even if she had a sword stabbed through her.
I thought maybe she had like shoulder pads, like a Saiyan armor or some
shit. Yeah. No.
Oh, Russ, can I do my character?
Oh, yeah. Drop it on me.
My character is Michael B. Jordan B. Peterson. Bury me at sea with all the lobsters who know that that death is better than a life of chaos.
That's a good That's character. That's a really good character.
It was much
yeah,
better
I,
than
I
mine.
Stopped after like 5 seconds, which is yeah. which is the reason why Russ's characters fall flat. So.
Yeah. I gotta say, that was probably one of the best characters that's ever been on the show.
Yeah.
Yep, Russ, see, until you're gonna have to keep taking these improv classes until you could beat Michael B. Jordan, B. Peterson.
Gosh. Which I do want to just ask, was that Kermit the Frog?
That is what Michael B. Jordan, B. Peterson sounds
gotcha.
Like.
Gotcha.
It sounds like they are made out of a leather bag and yes. have a hand up their ass.
It's like, okay, like, imagine, like, if Kermit was from Canada, and also he got, like, left in one of those, like, smoked jerky houses, like, for a long time, or, like, one of those, like, cigar dehumidifier things, one of those.
Michael Peterson, that might have, Jordan Peterson. Sorry, excuse me, Jordan Peterson, that sounds like probably his secret Spider-Man-esque origin is he got stuck in a jerky house.
I mean he's not like he doesn't, I guess he sounds like he's dehydrated and like he sounds like he has a frog in his throat, like he sounds weird, but he doesn't look it. I don't know, he's always just wearing like the fucking blazers and like crying.
Yeah
I like the one video where somebody's like Jordan Peterson, Dr. Peterson, what's your IQ, and he's like, I can't remember the last time I took an IQ test, but I believe it's somewhere in the 150s. I took the GRE and I made this score on it. And he started tearing up talking about it. So fucking cool. By the way, Michael B. Jordan B. Peterson, instead of dressing up in armor that looks like Vegeta's, it looks like Jacko the Intergalactic Cop Man.
Hell yeah. Wait, Jiren?
Yeah, basically.
Was Jiren at WrestleMania this year?
I think he might have been, but I think he was just watching.
Where was Roman Reigns Blanco?
He almost transformed into it in the main event, but like couldn't quite get there. Just got too beat up.
Oh man.
Who's that one guy that has a name that's like Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
What's his deal?
This is a real thing. He won the tag titles at WrestleMania with a 10-year-old
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good.
Fucked up.
It was great. It was fun. That was actually the part of the show where I left because I didn't want to watch the ending and I wanted to beat traffic.
Oh, well that seems like the best part of the show.
It was. It was the main event, and then everyone got sent home happy, me and my roommate.
What's Braun Strowman's deal other than looking like some, is he related to Bray Wyatt? Because he looks like Bray Wyatt.
They were in a faction at one point, but then he just decided he wanted to be a country strong goofster.
Okay, I like that.
Hey, and he's cool. I like him.
Country strong?
He does, and he also has like a name that I would make up for a wrestler.
Now,
like Braun Strowman.
Big strong man.
Yeah. So you're saying he's country strong? Is he a big fan of Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, like that movie.
Yeah, Country Strong. Yeah, Goop.
Dude, I would actually 100% believe that.
Which wrestlers read Goop?
Which wrestlers read Goop?
Goop is the magazine where they read about all the like the stuff they spit out of their mouth, like the blue mist and shit. In this picture, Russ, he kind of looks like Jonathan from Oh Yeah, Dude, but buff.
Hell yeah.
Kind of. It's fucked up. I think Braun Strowman's pretty good.
He's good.
I do see one picture where he looks like he has cornrows, and I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't think he's had cornrows for a while. I think he got woke.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, he just got his hair slicked back, it looks like, and he had one little ratty thing off to the side. I don't know what the fuck this is. Like, look at this fucking shit. He's got like a Jedi like side rat tail.
Yeah.
Wrestlers like, who have like ponytails or something like that. It needs to be like a video game character, and they have like
that's the picture you're
like
using.
A big glowing red spot to grab.
Fuck, I just realized that. Look at the little thing off to the side of his head. He's got this little like rat
this
tail.
This is him
over
in
there.
His Padawan form.
There's always two.
Yeah.
It's the kid and Braun Strowman.
It's him before his glow up.
Yeah. Man, you can really, it's really prominent in some of these pictures. Like, he's just got, like, you think, like, that's where he keeps his power, like, fucking Samson? Like, he's got this little shitty rat tail off to the side of his head?
Yeah.
That's what country guys
do. He just went through years of his wrestling career without anybody telling him it was there. It's like,
what if, like, it's not, like... What if it's not the source of his power, but what if it's the thing that's limiting him?
Oh, yeah, he takes it off like fucking Rock Lee and his ankle weights.
It's like Piccolo's
in the middle of a match,
clothes.
He just takes a pair of scissors and cuts it off, and it just falls to the ground and creates a lot of smoke.
Yeah, yeah, it weighed like 10 tons or
something. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Fucking King Kai gave him this little fucking rat tail.
God, should we go into the Robin's Millet, by the way?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, Robin's Millet.
Let's do that. Let's do it. It's our most popular segment. It's where we talk about... we used to talk about our friend Robin every week, but since...
We still do most of the time, somehow.
Somehow. I don't know the last time I talked to her.
I have at least, like, three friends named Robin.
If you want to chat about your friend Robin, go...
Sure.
You know what? Let's do it. Let's chat about Robin. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Hey, yep. So I have like a bunch of friends named Robin, and they're all, I think, dating the same person. I don't know if any of them aren't, but it's like, it's kind of cool, and I'm into it.
Is it?
And they're all just cool.
What the fuck?
Is his name Bird's Nest?
She.
Or
they're
like,
all she's.
Well, no, is the guy they're dating...
No, I mean the person they're...
Bird's Nest?
That's also a she.
Oh. Is her name Bird's Nest or
Shiny a Nest?
Is it Shiny Thing?
Is it regurgitation?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the thing that birds do when they like vomit into another bird's mouth? I forget the word for it.
They just like puke in their mouth. It's just
there's a word for it though.
Yeah, it's called puking in a mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Y'all never puked in a mouth before? My mommy still does that for me.
Mmm.
Delicious. Do you think Robin is the only one willing to do this? No, Shiny Thing. She's the only one who's willing to do this for the three Robins. Wait, are you just friends?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Are your only friends a bunch of birds in the tree outside your house?
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Russ, I did have one. Can we extend this for like 10 more seconds?
I will allow it, but only in this one situation.
Okay. Robin's dad told her that he's in love with some bisexual American mom he's been chatting with over PSN and is going to meet her when they visit America in the summer. That's so fucking cool.
It is pretty good.
I can't believe he met the mom from Gun Gale Online. Oh, man. Robin's dad.
Robin's dad
is a good segment.
What if...
Yeah, that's why it's our most popular segment for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. I shouldn't make this joke because Robin's our friend. I've been talking to Robin's dad.
Oh, no.
I wanted some insight. I wanted some scoops, and now he's in love with my persona, Evangeline.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I can't believe you were role-playing as Evangeline Lily.
But I changed it. It's not to be too... So I changed it to Evangeline Flower. So,
I thought you were going to go with Evangeline Uri, but whatever.
No, I'm not that smart.
See? That's where you fucked
Evangeline
up,
Evangeline Flower. Damn. That's also the name of my new half-elf druid character in my new Pathfinder campaign I'm running.
Mm.
Where every character is trying to kill Driz to Urden. Ooh.
But wait, from Pathfinder?
Yeah. It's like whenever
Marvel and DC crossed over. That
I was
time.
Going more for when the WWF crossed over with. Did they ever cross over? I have no clue. It's like when TNA just recently, or whatever TNA is now, had a big old fight with Lucha Underground, which we need to watch that, Alan.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do that. It's like when all the New Japan people came to the WWE. I guess
did that happen? I'm still confused.
I mean, like. Shinsuke Nakamura or whatever came over and
yeah, but he got signed. That wasn't like
yeah, I didn't know if there was ever a cross, if there ever yeah. was like a real crossover or not or something.
It's like when a character from an anime gets signed to another anime and just starts appearing on that anime uh-huh. instead.
It's like when I'm trying to think here, what's a famous one? It's like when Kakyoin laid an egg and Doraemon was there. This is a high quality production we have here.
Hey, you know what's also high quality? Our hottest segment, Domino's Goes.
The ingredients of the pizzas we ate this week, all high quality. Mm.
I don't know about that because I had Little Caesars.
I had another Freschetta's cheese pizza.
Hey, you know what? You know what? My dad always calls Freschetta like Freschetta.
Oh fuck!
He hates Freschetta.
Daddy Black, you fuck.
Yeah, what a fucking hard he is.
Your heart is black as your last name is.
It's true. Anyway, I had Little Caesars this week.
Your cum is as black. It's just how Alan's cum is as black as
That's true.
Their last name is.
Yes. I had Little Caesars again. This time we kind of mixed it up. Usually my dad just gets like the fucking hot and readies, but I don't know if they maybe just had a couple of like different ones sitting around, but we got a pepperoni. We got a three meat. I don't know if that's
the three meat treat.
The three meat treat. Yeah. Oh wait. Yeah. It is called the three meat treat. I like the three meat treat. There is a little bit of they're skimpy with the bacon on it. So it was almost like just like a 2.5 meat treat. Like there's not a lot of bacon on there. It's really just pepperoni and sausage, which by itself is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the sausage they put on there a lot. And I've mentioned this before, but I feel like our local Little Caesars is very hit or miss in terms of quality. But these were all pretty good pies. Uh-huh. I feel like they may be, like, sometimes the sauce is different. Like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if anybody out there knows, like, what if they, like, make some of the sauce or, like, add things to the sauce. But at this time, it was a little bit more peppery or something. It's very strange how sometimes the sauce can be good and then sometimes it's bad. Well, but this time it was good.
I think since it's a Detroit-style pizza, I think they pour old motor oil into it.
Oh, and M&M's there.
Yeah, they play M&M rap lyrics into
spaghetti.
And it depends on what part of Detroit they're making the sauce in, because it's either that or they have ICP sauce where they pour Moon Mist into it.
Detroit Rock City.
Socks? Hey. What's your favorite flavor of Faygo?
My favorite flavor of Faygo? I like cherry banana crisp.
That's not a flavor.
It's crunchy.
That's not a flavor, you goofball.
Aw. I've never had Faygo before, but
what the fuck? What kind of restaurant are you?
I'm within walking distance of like a convenience store now that just carries it.
Come on, my ninja.
Should I just go grab some and come back?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, fucking get out of here.
Okay. All right.
Bitch. God. What the fuck? You come on here as the wrestling correspondent, and then it's like, oh, I've never had Faygo. It's like, why are they smacking fluorescent tubes on each other? This seems dangerous. It's like, what the hell? I don't like wrestling in backyards.
Sox is constantly wandering into backyards. This is actually, Sox, you DM'd me that one time. This is how you got into wrestling, is that you would hang out in people's backyards and accidentally get used as a prop.
Yeah.
Like, people would slam you on other people.
Yeah, they'd throw me, a very large man, into other large men.
Yeah.
And then I would cry.
They would power bomb people through you.
What's fucked up is that you were wearing a hoodie the first time, and that was the first hood slam.
Well, you're the hood slam?
You're the hood slam guy.
It's
me. Slammed him under the hood of a car.
They're still looking for you.
Yeah.
Well, they're never gonna fucking find me, are they?
Like the first, you're like the first Big Daddy in Bioshock 2, where you're also the most powerful. Don't ask me why.
That's really fucked up that they made a Big Daddy and they're like, hold on, we made him too good. He's too good of a big daddy. We gotta stop this.
That's capitalism, though. Am I right, folks?
Hate it.
Boy. Oh, planned obsolescence in these big daddies. You mean you gotta get a new one after a year the battery dies?
I think every big daddy goes through obsolescence, though. It's a problem.
I mean, that is like most. That's what family court and like divorce.
Family court, also known as society's planned obsolescence.
Basically.
Oh, man.
And then you're just a single dad wandering around in an IKEA.
And then you become IKEA Albert.
Is that his origin story?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
No, I thought he just lived in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, that was his story, but that wasn't his backstory. Maybe we'll need to delve
more. You know, we
in.
Didn't give him a backstory. That's true.
It wouldn't surprise me, though. That was his backstory.
He just ate dusty meatballs from underneath the escalator.
That was what his Swedish fish that he stole.
Yeah. Do they sell Swedish fish in the IKEA?
Of course
by the way?
They do.
That's fucked up.
What's fucked up about it?
Have you never been to IKEA?
No.
What?
I don't live near an IKEA. Why would I go there?
I don't
there
either.
Anywhere?
I had to drive to an IKEA once. Like,
I don't
want to
do that.
A 40-minute drive.
I thought you were about to say, for fun.
For fun?
I just
well,
drove
I went there for
to
lunch.
Eat the meatballs.
They have, like, a whole fucking cafeteria. It's not just meatballs.
What else do they have there? Like, pizza?
Yeah, I think they have, like, shitty-ass pizza. They have shitty-ass burgers. They have shitty-ass pasta. They have shitty fries. Everything there sucks.
I mean, but I bought furniture online from IKEA, and it was just cardboard.
And they didn't send you any meatballs?
No. Well, they knew I was being an IKEA hacker, so they sent me a cease and desist. I got a DMCA takedown on my furniture.
Alan, you need to quit life hack. You are a life hacker. You've pretty much hacked everything in your life, and it's really starting to upset me and scare me.
Yeah, I can, much like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, I can see the code of the world around us. I'm just hacking it all the time.
You watch one Jordan Peterson video.
Yeah. Why didn't they call The Matrix Life Hacker? I mean, because that's what it is. Fuck. Russ, tell me about your stupid freschetta.
It was a freschetta cheese pizza. I've discovered...
Just cheese or...
I don't really get... If I'm going to eat a frozen pizza at this point, I'm just going to go cheese at this point.
You ought to do like my dad does and get a cheese pizza and then just add extra stuff on top of it.
That's so fucked up. I don't know. That's crazy to me.
What, just like getting like crumbled up bacon and putting it on a pizza?
Lovingly making
and putting
toppings.
Extra kind of cheeses.
I'm not going to put goat cheese on my pizza yet, okay?
You disappoint me. So how was the pizza? Was it any good?
It was okay. I don't know. I'm nonplussed.
Was it just one cheese, four cheese?
It was a four cheese. But it was all the same. It was various white cheeses.
Oh, wow. It's like most podcasts, there's just four white guys.
Exactly. Thank you.
Damn.
It do be like that.
Roasted and toasted.
Damn.
Anyway, do you want to tell us about your podcast socks?
Sure. It's three dudes and a lady, all white.
Oh, well, you know what? Good enough.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, Hogcast, it's a...
Well, hey, now it's 2.5 whites, really.
Yeah.
Here.
Two and a...
My favorite CBS sitcom.
It's just CBS. So funny. Characters welcome.
Yeah. Socks, what kind of pizza you eat recently?
Have you guys ever had Hungry Howie's?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I recently moved to the South because I'm racist now.
Same.
Yeah. I live within extreme walking distance of a Hungry Howie's,
like,
and they're open until like
extreme walking distance, like
extreme walking distance. Like I leave my apartment and it's right
there.
You
have to walk through a landmine to get to it, but it's real close.
There's an escape room between me and there, and I have to go through it.
Well, that just sounds delightful. I don't know, but maybe it is kind of a social minefield to go to an escape room by yourself. And the guy who's pretending to be a gangster is like, what is this guy doing? It's like, I'm solving puzzles by myself. I need to get sharper.
Yeah.
They announced a new Layton game for the Switch.
It's my new improv classes.
Fuck off. Fuck off, bitch.
Oh, man, there was a Hungry Howie's in Raleigh when I lived there. What the fuck?
Really? Damn.
Yeah, I didn't know that. God damn it.
Their whole thing is, though, they do flavored crust.
Yeah, I'm looking at a fucking Howie right now.
Yeah, they don't let you, like, they don't let you get a pizza without picking a crust flavor.
What kind of options do they got?
I've been going with specifically the Asiago because it's just like some flakes, and I've been doing it with stuffed crust. So it's okay. Just some like cheesy ass crust, and it's so real good.
I'm looking at their crust flavors. You got butter, which that's wild. That's a flavor.
Yeah.
Asiago, Cajun, okay. Butter Parmesan, okay. Sesame crust, sure. Garlic herb, ranch crust, okay.
Ranch crust,
onion crust.
Yeah.
What's Howie bread?
I haven't tried it yet.
Looks like it's just garlic bread.
Yeah. Hopefully they just have all the crust flavors on that as well.
It looks like they actually do.
That's fucking
Asiago,
sick.
No, it's just Asiago and Cajun.
Oh,
and cinnamon Howie bread.
So I live in Louisiana now, so no one ever says Cajun seasoning. They just say seasoning.
Oh.
It throws me off, because I don't want it.
What's
I hate Cajun seasoning.
What's the difference between Cajun seasoning and Old Bay seasoning?
I don't know. What is Old Bay seasoning?
All I know is that from that one drill tweet, one of them's more racist than the other. That's all I know. I don't know which one's which. Have you been to a Raising Cane's?
Yeah, that's another one I live super close to.
Yeah, I always wanted to go into one of those because I hear about
it. I went last night. I still have like three
good?
Chicken tenders. Yeah, it's great.
Is it better than Popeye's?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's also a Popeye's really close to me, and I would never fucking go there over Raising Cane's.
Do they have Bojangles that far down south?
I haven't found one yet.
Okay. Bojangles doesn't have as good bone-in chicken, but they've got sandwiches that are very good.
Mm.
They got chicken sandwiches and chicken biscuits.
Yeah. I like Raising Cane's because it's like, they don't have chicken, they just have chicken tenders.
Wait, what?
That's it. That's it. That's their whole menu. It's just
tenders.
The four meals they have are, do you want three chicken tenders? Do you want four chicken tenders? Or do you want six chicken tenders? And then their
crazy.
Other one is a sandwich that has chicken tenders on it.
Oh, wow.
Hey, women, I also, if you want to get in a relationship with me, that's all I offer too is tenders.
And it's three something.
Tender holdings.
3 inches.
Okay. Tender kissings and tender whispers. So,
tender, okay.
All sorts of tender stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn.
What? Sounds like you don't believe me.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Do they have any different like flavors of tenders or just
no?
Is it just
they have tenders and they have fries. They're all crinkle cut fries.
Okay, I like that.
You
they have toast that comes with the
Texas toast,
the fries and the chicken tenders. That's in every combo and coleslaw, and that's it.
Coleslaw sucks, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I usually swap out the coleslaw for more fries.
Damn, that owns.
Yeah,
I went to
it's really
I went
good.
I went to Zaxby's for lunch, which is not as good, but similar, I guess. And
I don't know if there's a Zaxby's near me. I gotta look.
They got they're like heavy on the. I mean, it is only chicken that they serve there, but
yeah.
It's just like chicken sandwiches, chicken tenders, and then like salads with chicken chopped up in it.
Yeah,
chicken tenders chopped up in it. But I had
that's
something
good.
Called a Southern Peach Fizzle today.
Oh.
It's like their special drink that's like a peach soda. I don't know what the fuck is up with it. It's like I think maybe they just got like Sprite and then poured like peach juice in it or something. But it was good.
They just used one of those Coca-Cola mixing machines.
No, it's literally that because it did say like brought to you by Coca-Cola Freestyle.
Oh no. No.
So I had to order this fucking peach fizzle brought to me by Coca-Cola Freestyle. So I think they just like added peach flavor to like a Sprite. But hey, it was pretty good.
It is really good.
You know what's also okay, well this isn't pretty good, but Pizza Hut has smart shoes. The Pizza High Tops, or Pizza Pie Tops, rather.
Oh my god.
So take a look at these shoes, guys. These are the Pizza Hut Pie Tops. Blah, blah, blah. Pie Tops 2 exist as a promotion for March Madness. Let's see. They have like a button on it. You can adjust how you want to order your pizza. The options are to hit the button on the right shoe once, hit it twice, or press and hold. You do have to confirm it on the app before the shoe starts making the order. But basically, it's just got a button on there and you can fucking order your pizza from your shoe. Now, how do you guys feel about the weird color of these shoes? Because I guess it's supposed to look like cheese or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's trying to look like a crust with some sauce on it, but it looks It looks like throw up. It looks like something that would come from a bird's mouth.
It looks like white shoes that somebody had, like, but they're like 20 years old. And like somebody peed on them. They're really,
I was reading a lot about painting restoration earlier, and that definitely looks like 200-year-old varnish.
Yeah, it looks like somebody, like an elementary schooler put these shoes in like the oven and like put some coffee on it, yeah. Like an old map.
I disagree. I think that they're trying to make your feet look like they're in a shoebox, and baby, I want a slice. Ooh.
Are you just like it because it's mixing feet and food, your two favorite things.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
In more pizza tech news, I've got a update on the Domino's driverless, driverless delivery cars. So in Miami, Brickell, I guess that's a suburb in Miami. Brickell resident Christian Perry grabbed two medium pizzas, one cheese, one with peppers, onions, and a little bacon. Did he just ask for a little bacon or what? From a Domino's delivery vehicle that arrived at the curb. Thank you, Perry, 26 said to the car. You got it, the car replied. So between 5 and 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Domino's that serves as a pizza maker for Brickell Food Hounds at the Southwest 8th Street delivered two orders using a Ford Fusion hybrid that was retrofitted as a driverless delivery car of the future. It was not fully self-driving. Its driver had instructions to operate and navigate it as if the car were on autopilot. And it came with an iPad programmed to talk back to the pizza fiends. I thought it said pizza friends for a second. At our core, we are still a delivery business, Domino's chief digital officer Dennis Maloney said. I want to be the Domino's chief digital officer. Autonomous vehicles are a new technology, so we're interested in anything that impacts vehicles. Their second bot delivery was to 14-year-old Mark Snyder, who rushed down to witness his medium cheese and cinnamon bread order via bot-driven delivery to his apartment building near the Rickenbacker Causeway. I didn't know it was going to come right in front of me, like, right on point. It was really nice. So I guess, like, you just, like, walk outside and then this thing just, like, hunts you down.
Yeah. Like, drives up to your porch.
Papa John's and get this technology.
Yeah.
God. It's like Metal Gear. It's just like the scene from Metal Gear Solid 4 where Alan's pressed inside of a cardboard box.
Octo, yeah, with all those, it's those fucking little, yeah, it's the, like, the Papa John delivery gecko, like, stomps on a bunch of watermelons.
A bunch of 2 liters of Sprite.
Yeah.
Do they say who the driver was in that article? Because I bet it was that shithead Awesome-O.
Oh, I bet it was fucking Pepper.
Ah, Pepper the robot, you won't leave us alone.
Motherfucker.
Oh my god, it's Pepper the robot. He's coming to my house and he's trying to borrow. But he's trying to borrow some fucking vinegar water.
I hate
Hello, it's me, Pepper the robot.
Pepper,
get out of here.
It's me.
Get out of here.
Alan, can I borrow your driving wheel? Xbox 360 driving wheel.
No.
Why not? You're not playing the Xbox 360 anymore.
I don't care. I don't want Pepper to have it.
Why do you refer to me in the third person as if I'm not here?
Because I wish you weren't.
Oh.
I hate Pepper so much.
Why?
I'm glad you got fired
Why?
From the Scottish grocery store.
I'm still getting over that. My girlfriend left me.
Wait, who is your girlfriend,
that,
Pepper the
that
robot?
That hyper-intelligent robot head.
Oh, you mean Sophia?
Sophia. But as I knew her, my future wife.
Oh, that's fucked up. Head game strong.
She tried to kiss me on the mouth, and instead I inserted a biscuit.
Like a cookie biscuit or a biscuit?
Both.
That's extra fucked up, actually.
I'm sorry.
Pepper, get away so I can tell this next article.
Bye.
Russ, are you back yet?
I pissed my pants and ran away again.
Okay.
I don't deal well with confrontation.
You can now buy pizza jerky.
Ooh.
On Epic Mealtime, Harley Morenstein and his kitchen crew make ridiculous eats. And it should come no surprise that their first buyable product combines two unlikely favorites, pizza and beef jerky.
Oh my god.
Pizza in a bag, Super Snack Time's first snack, will be available at Walmart locations April 1st. And is just as amazingly weird as it sounds. It will come in three flavors, all of which make eating pizza more of an anytime activity. There's Supreme Pizza Jerky, Buffalo Pizza Jerky, and Pepperoni Pizza Jerky. All three are made with pork and beef pepperoni and seasoned or topped with all the classic pizza fixings. Tomato sauce, Parmesan cheese, garlic, oregano, red pepper flakes, buffalo, hot sauce, whatever. Around 200 calories and 8 to 10 grams of protein. $4 for a bag of pizza jerky. It looks like it's just dried pepperoni that they put seasonings on.
Yeah. Are the,
it's not there's good. A...
Are the Epic Meal guys like the modern equivalent of like music artists that you're like, how are they still alive after consuming so many like drugs?
Yeah, no, like Keith Richards.
Yeah, yeah, like they're the modern Keith Richards. Like, how can you eat that amount of how can you eat that amount of bacon and still be alive and have like an Instagram girlfriend, an Instagram model girlfriend?
God,
there's a really good YouTube channel that just reuploads the Epic Mealtime videos, but they cut off at the first instant someone says bacon, and a lot of them are like 2 seconds long.
Good, that's a really good goof.
Yeah,
you know what's also really good? Our coolest segment. Sonic News, Views,
Reviews,
and
Tunes. Alan, you want me to cover this week?
Yeah, do this one.
Yeah.
I've been talking too much.
Yeah, I don't want your...
My pipes.
Yeah, I don't want you to hurt those beautiful pipes you have there. Hey, the Sonic Puma shoes are here. No, well, they're not officially released yet, but they are, like, we got our sneak peek, we got our preview.
We can finally see what they look like. And they look... strange.
Famously, socks you only wore. You only wear socks.
Yeah, very true.
Do you think
this would be the one thing?
This is. Mm. These are the shoes that are gonna grab you. We know you wear Tevas and socks everywhere, any time of the year, at any time.
I think I'm just gonna get a right one of these Puma shoes and then a left one of the Pizza Hut shoes.
Yeah,
that's well. You better get the right pizza one because the. The right Pizza Hut shoes, the one with the button.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what if I don't want to order pizza?
You know what? That's probably a safe bet. You shouldn't be ordering pizza from Pizza Hut anyway.
What's the shoe that you're literally, what's the foot that you're leaning on the most? Like, what's your primary foot? So your right foot or your left foot? Are you a Goofy-style skateboarder or a Vert-style?
or a Goofy-style or a Gallant-style skateboarder?
I'm usually just in the air, so... I don't really have one foot or the other.
Wait, you ride a hoverboard? Like Tony Hawk?
Well, yeah, I'm an airbender.
You're a fucking Sonic Rider. You're one of the Babylon Roads.
Oh my gosh. You're in one of my favorite
animes. Are you a
animes.
Descendant of the Djinn?
Yeah.
Damn. So what do you guys think about these Sonic
shoes? Do you have any
wishes? No. Oh. What do you guys think about these Sonic shoes?
They look fucking gross.
They look... Why do they have hair on them?
Why does that one just say 1,000?
That's not 1,000. Those are rings.
Oh.
Those are tilted rings.
Gotcha.
I wish they just weren't hairy, I guess. Like, Russ, how would you describe the amount of hair that's on these shoes?
I don't know. I'm just... Let me zoom in, because I'm just looking at the Discord preview.
Is it supposed to look like a werehog? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does look to me like it's supposed to be Sonic fur. So I think this is just like
this looks. Like
it's supposed
pubes.
To look like what it looks like when Sonic's not wearing shoes.
It looks like It looks like somebody like was stepped on wet newspaper and it got all over your shoes.
Yeah, it looks like I had normal Sonic's like blue suede shoes. And then somebody like rubbed a wet paper, like a wet tissue on it.
It looks like a,
and, like the little tissue, like residue. Got
it looked
left.
Like a, it looks like a receipt that you left in your pocket and it got mixed up with some like jeans lint.
Yeah. It looks like,
jeans lint.
It looks like a bunch of, they threw it in like a pit with a bunch of cats to play with for like a few months. And then they pulled it out.
I just guessed. I just guess that they're trying to bring Sonic back to his blue collar roots.
Yeah, maybe, you know, they should have made the shoes out of jeans then.
Are there denim
shoes?
Are denim shoes a real thing?
I'm 100% sure you could buy denim shoes.
Can I wear denim on denim on denim with denim?
Denim socks, denim underwear, denim shirt.
Denim socks.
Pants.
That's too much.
Can you imagine denim underwear? Like denim boxers.
Well, I do wear a pair of Daisy Dukes under my pants. That's what I use for underwear. So.
Oh, I fucking love Arrested Development.
Oh.
So in the Instagram link that Wario64 posted, the very first picture on it tags Puma and Sega, their Instagram accounts, but also Sonic the Hedgehog's. And this is the very first picture on his account.
Nice. That's a very good picture. Yeah. It's a picture of a Sonic OC. No, wait, that's fucking...
Infinite.
That's like OC. That's fucking that's Infinite. Like some... Yeah. That's Infinite. My bad. Infinite. I forgot. I didn't recognize him from the back.
Alan, how dare you?
Isn't that where you're hitting it from,
That
though?
Is an official Sonic product.
Yeah.
I have never been more offended, Alan. I am about to call our creditors and have you ousted from the show.
I forgot. Well, hey, listen, sickening. There's nothing wrong with being a Sonic.
Sickening!
There's nothing wrong with being a Sonic OC, Russ. Every Sonic character is an original creation of somebody.
No, it's not! This is a...
What do you mean?
Yuji Naka came down from heaven and gave us all these great characters. No, there's never been another person who worked on a Sonic game. He's the only one. And... except Jun Sano. And you've... Ugh. How dare you?
Why is Sonic crucified?
I don't know.
It's Sonic doll.
Could be an illusion.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a voodoo doll. And it was Friday the 13th. So he was hoping of crucifying Sonic, which is kind of what the plot of Forces is, if you think about it.
That is, he does get crucified in the game. That's
doesn't he get tortured?
Killing. Yeah, he does get tortured in space for 2 years or something.
I think this is what that was.
Eggman has extrajudicial powers in space.
Yeah, it's like international waters.
International
really
space.
Yeah, international
space. Very political game. Very political.
Very fucked up. Russ, what's this next story?
Oh my gosh, this next story. The Sega Ages line of classic games announced for Switch. Ooh. So a couple weeks back, they Sega announced like a big collection of Genesis games coming to like PS4, Xbox One, and even PC. Was it PC?
I don't know.
And people are still a little like touchy about it. Is it being made? Apparently they're being ported by M2.
Yes.
Which M2 are great. They make quality shit. Like they're really, really good. So they did all the ports for the Wii U GBA games, which were really nice. Like, especially for a console with like a weird fucked up aspect ratio. And like they did the famous Sega Ages collections back in Japan, which were really nice because you could import them into America. I think they were region free.
That's what this is, Sega Ages.
Yeah. And what was badass about them is that they had like every they had like a Monster Boy collection that had every fucking version of the game on it, like that ever came out.
What
like
the fuck?
Like a weird old PC-98 port for it. They had like some like even prototype versions for that they were gonna do, like lots of weird cool bonus features. So yeah, folks, get ready for this. This will probably be a real good collection.
Probably. Seems pretty good.
I remember people didn't like that one for the 360, because I think Backbone made it. So here's hoping this one's way better.
M2's good. It's the collection Sonic the Hedgehog, Thunder Force 4, Phantasy Star. Those are the only three that we know of so far.
Yeah. Hey,
but presumably probably the other Sonic games.
Hey, if this is $40 or like $30 like to buy off the store, I'd buy it in a heartbeat, baby. Yum.
Yeah, sounds good. Russ, what's this? There's a mysterious... The next story is a mystery.
Yeah, it's a mystery in so much that I went to... So there's a really cool... I work next to a really cool independent comic book store. They publish their own stuff. They make lots of weird original stuff.
Oh, this wasn't the story I was talking about, but go ahead.
Oh.
I was talking about the giant Sonic set.
I was going to talk about the Sonic the Hedgehog issue.
Well, tell me about that too, because now it's a mystery because I don't know about it.
I thought that was the mystery is because I didn't link it and didn't add any info. Oh my god.
No, fuck you, bitch.
So the launch of the new IDW Sonic the Hedgehog series came out, and I walked up to this cool, hip guy. Their wall is covered in like weird indie zines, and I was like, "Hello, sir? Can I have a copy of the new Sonic the Hedgehog program where he dances about with the flickies and has fanciful adventures. And he said to me, fuck yeah, dude. Sonic the Hedgehog, coolest shit. Made me feel like a summer prince.
Why isn't he on this show, though?
Yeah, why isn't he? He seems much cooler and more fun than me. So I read the first Sonic the Hedgehog issue. I have it right here. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I read it, and it was pretty interesting. It was basically like hey, look, we're going to draw Sonic for you. Sonic doing some shit. Not a lot of plot. You know, he was smashing shit. It's kind of taking place in the same world that Sonic Forces did, where it's like a weird furry world of isolated city-states that are all at constant war with Eggman. Not sure why. And,
I mean, I can't blame him.
Yeah, he's a fucking criminal. A war criminal in this universe. And
do you think he's going to get tried in The Hague? Animorphs?
The animal Hague? Like,
yeah. Just like Animorphs.
Yeah, just like Animorphs.
Remember how Animorphs ended with aliens being tried for war crimes in The Hague?
Yeah.
And also, maybe the Animorphs got tried for war crimes. I don't remember.
I mean...
Go ahead.
I think it might have some connection to Sonic canon. I'm not sure how much, because the first page features illustrations of boss battles from prior Sonic games. So it's kind of implying something, but I don't know what. It was kind of interesting because... Tails in the comic did not pull out a fucking gadget once, which was kind of exciting to me. I kind of forgot that Tails was just a guy who would, like, run around and help Sonic out and wasn't always pulling shit out of his ass that was, like, a gun or something. It's like killing stuff, you know? I get tired of Tails just being some guy who's like, oh, I made the Sonic screwdriver, but it's a pizza cutter, which sounds terrible. You're mixing the worst thing with one of my favorite things. Right, so, it was interesting. And they set up a big twist for the next issue.
Uh-oh.
So I'll be reporting in the future.
Now, did they introduce Tangle the lemur?
Tangle was teased.
Whoa.
Tangle was teased for being a fucking loser. No, they might be coming in the future, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Now, Russ, now is time for the fucking mystery story.
Okay. After that very mysteriously boring segment where I talked about a comic book that you could buy for $4 yourself, a mysterious Sonic the Hedgehog statue has appeared in Japan.
In the woods.
In the woods. Do they say where, which part of Japan it's in?
A general area, but they won't tell the exact thing. It's in Mie Prefecture.
It was in the Suicide Woods.
Oh my god. Logan Paul was running out and about trying to find it.
You mean Wario's Woods?
Yeah, Wario's Woods. Sony, it's so ironic because it says here the Sony Village, which is quite humorous because, as we all know, Sony killed the Dreamcast and killed society as we know it. The motherfuckers. I mean, we can pretty much start tracing back all the modern problems with society, which is PC police on campus, back to the death of the Dreamcast, because without a new Soul Calibur game for students to combat each other with, they started combating the establishment, which I like quite a bit.
It is about 15 to 30 minutes away from Kindai University Technical College in Nabari.
Mm-hmm.
They won't tell us the exact location because they don't want people to vandalize it or steal it or anything. To give a visual description of this, it is a big statue of Sonic on a snowboard, and it's like held up on two posts between two trees.
Yeah.
It looks like Sonic like jumping out of the fucking helicopter in like the very first level of Sonic Adventure 2 to fucking snowboard down the mountain.
A holy symbol, one would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled a sweet ass prank very similar to this one, because this is what this is. This is a grift. On the last day, on my last day of the last day, last job I had, I printed out a bunch of pictures of Sonic, and I like I couldn't actually like click on any of them because our job wouldn't let me. So I just went to a Google image search of Sonic and printed out one page of just like every Sonic image that was there. And I cut them out into, like, small individual images, and I just hid them all over the place.
That's pretty good.
It's
solid. And they never asked me about it once after I left.
I guess they're like, well, at least this guy's finally gone.
Yeah.
He left all these good Sonic pictures, though.
They left a lot of good Sonic pictures.
These are some quality pictures. You should put these in a binder.
Speaking of good pictures, I've got a Tude that has some good pictures. Now, bear in mind, these pictures, when you get to the page, you want to scroll down to the bottom to see the pictures of the guy.
Okay, but, sounds good.
Okay, I've got a character here. His name is Hugh the Wolf.
Hugh, are you sure it's not Huge Wolf?
It might be Huge
Is
Wolf.
Is it Sif from Bloodborne Dark Souls?
Yeah.
What do you guys think Hugh the Wolf looks like?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna say gray fur with like a solid like blonde streak running down the back,
mm-hmm.
and like five guns.
I'm gonna say
you're
and a leather jacket. I'm... The jacket from Drive.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say green hedgehog, some sort of vest.
His name is Hugh the Wolf.
Oh, sorry. green wolf.
Okay.
No, it's probably gonna be a gray wolf at this point. A gray wolf that wears
a fucking chopper vest, fan.
A slacks, and some sort of brown shoes, and wears glasses, and it has like an anime style "what" expression.
Okay, so he's got two different outfits at the very
There's
bottom.
Big Hero 6.
Now, hold on. It does say Big Hero 6 on this page. But...
Wow, that's a really good tune.
This is just his fucking theme song. it's the Big Hero 6 main theme. It's also his theme song. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see he has two outfits.
Oh,
one, I think,
gosh.
Is his formal wear, and one is his... Or maybe it's a casual wear, and his, like, battle wear. His battle wear is, like, a big leather trench coat, a shirt with two skulls on it. He is a gray wolf with kind of like a shaggy haircut. To give you some backstory on him, oh man, there's a lot here.
His casual wear just has a fucking gold chain.
He's so cool.
it's casual. I don't know what's more casual than that.
His top of the page quote: "Prepare to be deleted." Broken Mobium before attacking. He is a Mobian 2.0 wolf. He was created in the year 2020 to protect a beautiful Mobian wolf, Jane the Wolf. Jane and Hugh had a romance for a time, but this came to an end at the beginning of the Mobius War. He considered rebelling with Mobian 2.0s as evil, but they sent him back in time to protect her when she was a teenager, so this, like, very Terminator. Hugh landed in 2010 Mount Everest. Two Buddhist monks took him in and taught him the ancient art to predict the future. He became a monk until a year later after he left his mission. He was given some money.
given money by Buddhist monks.
Yes.
We love you.
On
you,
his first
don't
day
leave.
Millennium High.
You. No.
This,
you,
I love,
don't
I love
leave
how
us.
That happens in Doctor Strange. Like, fucking Tilda Swinton gives him some money. On his first day at Millennium High School, he signed up for drama, music, and advanced algebra. When Jane first met him, she developed a crush, blah, blah, blah. He later got a recording contract with Fire Records. After 3 years, he became the face of Fire Records. He was on talk shows, magazine covers, clothing, music, and whatever. He invented the first artificial intelligence, gaining him a Nobel Prize. He returned to the future. He succeeded his mission. Months later, Jane died from sacrificing herself to save Hugh.
How?
He chose to go back
into
the
past.
This
is a real show, not tell shit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, he went to the past and go in exile. Later on a trip to London, he met a beautiful girl named Samantha, a native to the United States. At first, they had a strong dislike, mostly because of their musical talents, but they soon fall in love after heading back to Hollywood. See, I thought this said Hollywood Hugh, which I was hoping was like a wrestling, was like a Hollywood Hogan.
I mean, it's been around.
Gave her a Fire Records contract after discovering he was over Jane's death. Hugh gave a necklace that had an emerald skull on it. Emerald skulls are his calling card. Then walking away for a new adventure, returned to Hollywood and reuniting with Samantha. He walked back to Fire Records. Okay. And he saw her there. He won 12 Mobian Music Awards and starred in the Comedy Champions in the action movie New York Mayhem. But months later, a criminal killed Samantha. Later,
this
on
guy's
a trip
fucking
to Japan,
Daredevil levels of murder.
This is like fucking when Wolverine like went to Japan. Like, fuck. He later went on a trip to Japan and found a stone crank by a tree. When putting a coin in it, he got the yokai shadow Venokt. The yokai chose to align with him, and he later discovered him having psychic abilities and freed the yokai and started a Pokemon journey.
Yeah.
What?
He went to Kanto.
He got a yokai watch and started catching Pokemon.
Yes, mutation. Later, he accidentally mutated himself, gaining a healing factor and super speed. Hugh would later learn magic.
That's under the section just learning ancient magic and nothing else.
Second, corruption. Months later, him and his friends Howell, Micah, and Alex would mutate and get temporarily corrupted. They became horsemen of the apocalypse to rid the world of the weak. Their defeat would come by an assassin squad, curing them of corruption, but they still now have their powers. Okay, here we go. This is where things get dark. The broken Mobian. Years later, Hugh lost his straight edge beliefs.
He started
fighting for his pleasure. After one day being locked up in a prison cell, Hugh was driven insane. He would later encounter Lucifer for the first time in many years. He claimed he was broken and he would delete Lucifer.
Oh, that's great.
Lucifer would ally with him under a new name, Brother Octavian. God. After wreaking havoc, he would be defeated and repaired by his alternate counterpart. Hugh would still occasionally shout delete, showing he could still be partially broken. I don't know what that means.
He was thrown into the lake of reincarnation. That's what happened to Lucifer.
The Lazarus Pit.
No,
Ra's al Ghul.
Do you know what this is? Is this a reference to?
What is that a reference to?
It's a reference to broken Matt Hardy. This is everything he does.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Okay, because later on, it does say pro wrestling career.
Yeah.
MWE debut. He went to the Atlanta, Georgia at the Combat Fest 24 to face the Intercontinental Championship under the name Hugh Killer, winning the Battle Royale. Then the following night, he roasted Samuel Insane. Samuel Insane. The following week, his mind games continued, having his Titantron play during Insane's match, thus costing him, at no rules, he would successfully retain the championship.
His entire career.
What is Broken Matt Hardy? What's his deal?
So, you know how Matt... Do you know Matt Hardy?
Not really.
Okay, well, he was kind of like no one for a while, and then he was like, okay, why don't I just like act like a dipshit, and then people will like me again. So he came up with this whole like new character and ethos, where he was just basically this weird supervillain who would just like yell that he was going to delete everyone, he just had like a really wild cadence to him, and then his matches were all pre-filmed at his actual like house. And they were they're honestly like super hilarious. But his whole thing now, he got signed by WWE and he's doing the same shtick. But his whole thing now is he yells delete when he's gonna like as his chant. And he'll like stick his hand out and like wave it like parallel to his chest. But everyone who does the chant with him sticks their hands straight out and like does it diagonally upward.
Shit.
So it's just a whole bunch of Nazi salutes. It's real bad.
It's not good.
Here are his Pokemon. He has Lucario. He has befriended Mew. He also has Eevee. His abilities. Psychic. He can bend spoons to strengthen. Super speed is a consequence of a mutation. Healing factor, also a consequence of mutation. Master Gunslinger. Swords. Loves his katanas.
As we all do.
Kinetic energy manipulation, Gambit's power. He gave this up for adamantium claws like Wolverine in X-23.
Oh my god.
Adamantium claws. Talent and alchemy. After entering the gate of truth, he could do it without using a transportation.
It's true, you know.
Automail arm. He can turn this into a blade the same way Edward Elric can in
Holy
FMA.
Holy shit, this next part.
Skills. His intellect is an IQ over 300. His weaknesses, arrogance, flashbacks, equivalent exchange. Forms, Super Hugh. To transform into this if he acquires all 7 Chaos Emeralds. Duh. The Bad Wolf, Hugh looks the same but cold-hearted and malevolent. The Omega, almost the same except slightly weaker. Sorcerer Supreme, Hugh can be this at any time. So this guy fucking loves Marvel. Special Ops. He looks like Deadpool attire in X-Men Origins Wolverine before Mouthless. In parentheses. So he looks like Deadpool, but not the Deadpool from the Deadpool movies. Deadpool from X-Men Origins Wolverine. the broken Mobian. Hugh in the future when he temporarily loses his grip with his own sanity. He is merely a phase in his life, inspired by broken Matt Hardy. Yep. He is also friends with previous Tood, Matt the Time Wolf, a Kumeral the Hedgezoid, Zero Brigade, enemies with Dr. James J. Payne, Esquire 2, the Wolf, and Eggman. His theme is Story by AI, Sonic Unleashed 2.
It's
what
definitely is
the,
not that.
Disney's Big Hero 6 main theme. Here's some other songs. Walk the Moon, Different Colors, Sonic Colors 2, Black Sabbath, Iron Man instrumental. Did that play? That says Sonic Legends Final Scene. I don't remember there being a Black Sabbath song in Sonic Legends.
I think this guy is making sequels to Sonic games starring his own character. And this
that
the
is
music
true,
because
Sonic Colors 2 isn't... Yeah. Sonic Colors 2 is not real. Sonic Adventure 3, Bowling for Soup, Endless Possibility.
This guy really believes that Matt has what it takes, or Hugh the Wolf has what it takes to replace the beloved Sonic the Hedgehog.
So I think you're right, because in trivia, he was originally created by Rare for a platformer, but Sega got the rights to him. His demon form voice is Matt Smith, while his eldery voice is Peter Capaldi, and his regular voice is David Tennant. He's voiced
That's
by all
big
the doctors.
Pull. That's a big pull for them.
Yeah.
His previous is changed later on in Sonic Colors with Evan Peters, actor of Quicksilver in X-Men Apocalypse. He would occasionally flip a coin to make his choices. So, like, he's got like every like quirk from like every like comic book character.
This is my theory about this character, is that I bet it was about one section long about 10 years ago. And it's this young man has gotten, I think he started when he was 12. And every year for the last 10 years, he's been adding on a new section.
Yeah.
Yes. His let's see, he is partially inspired by Daniel Tosh, Quicksilver, and Doctor Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme, and very little Deadpool for obvious reasons, profanity, and Gambit, also Terminator. Mainly the Terminator thing I'm seeing, because he did get sent back in time to, anyway. He has two white streaks on his fur, each one on each side due to closing a portal to hell itself. Along with Vitom's other heroes, he is straight edge, while his enemies have been known to drink alcohol, smokes, or done drugs. Despite Vitom's atheist beliefs, I guess this is his creator, Vitom, it is proven that he takes influence from the Bible, with Hugh during the future becoming similar to Lucifer, due to Hugh wanting to become his own being, while Lucifer to become a god. Hugh pretty much is if God was a tyrant and Lucifer was trying to bring order back. Shockingly, Lucifer was the name of the Mobian 2.0 that trained him and became his second in command. He has given up his straight edge beliefs and developed a smoking and drinking habit. He has burnt something down on three occasions. On Purge Night, Hugh has damaged the White House every year.
When was this edit made?
Cause... Most recently, spray painting Suck It on the White House.
Can we look through the history of the edits on
Hugh,
here?
Hugh the Wolf, welcome to the Resistance. He hates being called short, which he is. This is taken from Full Metal Alchemist, where I got the idea for Hugh's short rants. Because, you know. And then the last bullet point says, you would have to be calm. You would have to be C-O-M. I'm guessing that's a completely crazy, or you would have to be... Oh, man.
Maybe you read this while he was editing it.
When was this edited?
See, I want to know when he started trying to take the White House down, because it's like, it can mean a lot of different things.
It was last edited on November 4th, 2017. Looking at all the, let me see the earliest revisions. This character, oh my god, okay. This was made in late 2015.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and most of the edits were after... A lot of them were after the election, so I think it's fair to say that probably he did that to Trump.
Okay, it says a lot of things depending on where it is.
He added the trivia thing, and no, wait, he added. Hold on, let me see this. I'm going to try to find out when he added that specific fucking. I'm going to try to see
that one line. Yeah.
Yeah, when he added that one specific line. Oh, man.
I do want to say you glanced over the achievements part at the very top of the page.
Yeah,
his achievements
Go ahead.
His achievements are the Medal of Honor, the Nobel Peace Prize, and the 2015 Mobius Music Award for Best Male Artist.
Honestly, this is a teenager's version of Tim Heidecker's Decker character, because he's both the most important person that the United States has, but loves taking it to the fucking White House.
Yeah, he fucking hates. Now, if I look at his tags, musicians, protagonist, depressing past, ex-military, has a theme, has a love interest, loner, characters with psychic powers, wrestler, pro wrestling, laid back, rebels, fourth wall breakers, friends with Chow. I don't think he mentioned anything about Chow. Also, comedy show and Pokemon trainers. This guy basically, oh man.
He's better at improv than me too. This guy's listening. Yeah, this guy's listening skills are insane, and his object work, oh my god, unbelievable.
God, this guy did some great mirror work or something. Also, somebody noted that the Blood Kingdom is the Sonic version of Wakanda. Let me go search for Blood Kingdom in this article, because I want to see if anything bad happened. Okay, no,
there
nothing
is
else is
nothing Blood Kingdom-esque about it whatsoever.
I don't know why he just put in a quote that said, notably, the Blood Kingdom is a Sonic
maybe
version of
Blood
Wakanda.
Kingdom is just the thing that a bunch of characters live in.
Deathstroke the Hedgehog said, what do you mean broken? And Vitom said, just think broken Matt Hardy. And the guy said, I'm sorry, but I don't get the reference. Look up broken Matt Hardy on YouTube. Then you get the idea. Insane. That's what I mean by broken. There you go.
I like the one where somebody's like, he's too OP. And then Hugh goes, well, the Vitom Mike's personality goes, Hugh, well, you stupid troll, I've got two words for you. Suck it.
Also, chill. You just made the list.
You just made the list, bitch.
Also, right beneath that, we will miss you, Mitch. I remember your 5 hours of existence. Who's Mitch?
I'm just shocked that
Mitch,
the
rare ficus.
I'm just shocked. I did look up bitch, and it's not used in this. Oh. It's not used in this article.
This is a wrestling thing.
Yeah. I just got that, because I was reading his profile, and he was like, he was paying respects to Mitch, and then does the Chris Jericho thing afterwards.
What the fuck?
This sucks. Mike's personality.
Vito Mike.
AKA social outcast. I live in a land of outcasts.
God.
My occupation is social outcast Full Metal Alchemist fan.
This is so fucking cool.
God.
This dude fucking rules.
Okay.
I love this guy.
Hugh the Wolf.
Vito Mike.
Can I give Hugh the Wolf the golden star? We need a...
Yeah, I think this might be the best dude.
Best Hall... The Hall of Fame dude we have here.
I'm finding... Oh, I found a Purge roleplay that he did. Can I eat the president? A male voice said. That's all I'm going to share from that this week. Can I eat the president?
Okay.
Russ, did we get any fucking questions?
We got one.
Okay, yeah, we did get one.
Friend of the show, Jubear, JUBEAR720 on Twitter asks, how do you guys reheat pizza? Been eating a lot of leftovers lately and microwaving it. Makes the crust super gross. Thanks.
There's a couple ways you got to do this. Russ, go on.
I'm a toaster
your
oven guy.
Way.
I know you can reheat that oven to 350, but I'm too impatient.
Yeah.
I'm an impatient
I think toaster oven's pretty good. There's a couple ways I like to do this. I haven't done this in a while because I just don't eat a lot of reheated pizza anymore. But back in the day, what I would do is you either get your oven and you put it on broil, like you get it as like as hot as possible. You preheat it and get it real. You want to get it real hot, and you just want to pop the pizza in there for just a little bit because you don't want to, you know, you want to soften everything up. Something that also helps is if you like spray just like a little bit of water in there sometimes, so it kind of steams it and gets it a little bit so that way you don't get like crunchy. You know what I mean? That helps a little bit. Like just sprinkle some water on it.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. Mm-hmm. The other thing I do is I would get like a really hot front, like a ideally like a cast iron skillet or just like a or you know just like a pan. You don't really need to put anything in it, but just get it like screaming hot, and then you just pop the pizza in there for just like a second. And if you can put like a little lid in it to kind of let some like steam or something build up in there to keep it from kind of getting too crunch.
It's like a really good deep fry.
Not even like deep fry, because there's no oil or butter in the pan. I'm just like, you're just letting it like reheat that way. Microwaving it lets it get to, with microwaving, there's a couple problems. I think you either, the cheese doesn't heat up the right way, mm-hmm. I feel like. And I think that actually has to do, if I remember from my fucking atomic molecular, no, legitimately, there's a way to, like, when you heat and then reheat cheese, it fucks up something with, like, the casein, like, particle, like, molecules of, like, the protein that's in cheese. And it's, like, whenever they heat up in, like, a certain way, like, if too quickly, then it fucks it up. So, like, you gotta reheat it in a more natural way somehow. It's very fucked.
Mm.
But, like, I'm thinking about, I got an Instant Pot, one of those like pressure cooker like things. I'm thinking about trying to reheat a pizza in there.
Yeah, I like putting one of those slow cookers on the warm, and then like throwing a couple slices in there and like leaving them overnight and going to bed.
I like it.
And then my apartment burns down.
Yeah, and then my pressure cooker explodes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what I might do is I've got like a little steam rack. I might put a little bit of, just a tiny, because you don't want to steam, you don't want to get a soggy pizza, but you just want a little bit of steam because you want to replace the water that's evaporated when you heat it back up, because you don't want it to be dry. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had steam cheeseburgers?
No. Is that any good?
Yeah, they rule. They're a Connecticut delicacy.
Steamed hams, am I
steamed
right?
Steamed hams.
I get it.
You know,
I
steamed
love
hams.
It.
That's the fucked up thing about that shitty Stam Hems, Stam Team, Hem, Steam Hams, Stam Hems. That Steam Hams meme.
Yes.
that Steam Hams meme is that, like, it totally fails to recognize that steam cheeseburgers exist and they are valid.
Yeah, I can't wait for your new doc, your new documentary, The Problem with Steam Hams. and then fucking Lisa and Marge are gonna look at the camera and say, sorry, I can't do anything about it. I'm Marge. I haven't actually watched an episode of The Simpsons.
It's too politically correct.
Yeah, I refuse to watch an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's probably the best at this point.
I think I saw most of the episode where the guy does the fucking, the guy that fucks the fish and the fucking Planet of the Apes musical. Something like that. I think I saw most of that episode.
I think you're thinking of South Park.
No, Planet of the Apes musical, the Dr. Zaius.
Okay.
yeah.
And the guy that fucks the fish.
Troy McClure.
Oh, no, that's a King of the Hell episode.
No. I've seen more episodes of King of the Hill than I have.
Is it Futurama?
No, it's Troy McClure. Come on.
No. You're thinking of Bender.
Oh, wait. No. I was thinking of Jay Sherman from The Critic. Oh, I was thinking of the Capital Critters.
I was thinking of fucking, what's the name of the farm guys from Garfield? U.S. Acres.
U.S. Acres.
U.S. Acres.
Yeah. Beat you to it, motherfucker.
I said U.S. Acres before.
No, I did. We'll have to see. I guess whoever edits the episode.
I would edit you out saying U.S. Acres.
I
was actually thinking of Code Monkeys.
Oh, I remember Code Monkeys, the greatest cartoon written by a bunch of IT guys.
Yep. Did Chris, what's his name? Not Chris Gethard. Who am I thinking of? The fucking points man. Who's the points man?
That is a Chris. What is his name? Chris Nerdistman.
Chris Hemwick.
No, what's
Chris
the,
Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick. Hemwick. Chris Gethard's the beautiful anonymous man.
The very funny, great person.
The guy that Russ always watched his goofy show.
Yeah.
And I get him mixed up with Chris Hardwick, the guy that played Back
at
the Farm.
That's so fucked up.
It is basically fucked up because they are polar opposites of each other. You've got one guy that was like on public access TV and like an indie comedy guy. And then you've got the other guy who's like the biggest dude in the universe.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick is so funny. Do you guys ever just sit down and watch an episode of Talking Dead?
I do, and I hope when I die that Chris Hardwick's there talking about it.
He's still talking.
He's funny,
Chan
man.
Chan away.
Yep, I hope he's... I want, whenever I'm getting lowered into the ground, I want Chris Hardwick to say points.
Talking Alan. Talking Cat Hogcast.
Yep. That's we should do an after
this harrowing podcast. This harrowing psychodrama we've created here.
Yeah, basically, Chris Hardwick's gonna be like, "So what do you guys?" He's like sitting on the couch with like fucking Norman Reedus, like saying like, "So what did you think about the Golden Kamuy bear?"
So funny.
Oh man. It's time to wrap this shit up.
Okay.
We went for an hour and a half.
I know. We keep doing it. Don't ask me how.
Hey, don't ask me how, Billy Joel. Anyway, you got anything to plug, Sox?
Yeah, I'm on videogamechuchu.com doing news and reviews and podcasts and videos and stuff. And like, you know, get there if you want to learn what video games are. I also do Wrestling on Air, which is a comedy wrestling podcast. It's not about wrestling. It's fun. It's a good show. We recently like redid our whole Twitter thing, and it has 1,000 followers. It's fucked up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you guys do that?
We're good. It's a good show, and people like us.
What the fuck?
We didn't buy followers.
What did you redo about your Twitter? What did you do?
We've just had it for a long time, and we rebranded everything to be just about the podcast.
Okay, Russ, we gotta have back our famous friends on the show so we can get more followers. Sox is gonna do it.
Sox, teach us the secrets of SEO.
Yeah, fucking, you know, I do have access to SEO ad campaign stuff at work.
If you just tag everything NSFW, then you'll get a lot of people.
What I do? my iTunes, the iTunes is tagged explicit.
Well, you gotta do it. You also have to tag like nude and sexy and like boobs. Boobs tag is really important.
We talk about our cum all the time. This fucking stuff.
Do you all need a Portland-based improviser?
No, we're full. We're good.
Are you sure?
We're all right.
I can do scenes based on children wanting a hot biscuit. I can do scenes about recently divorced men. I can do it all.
If we add any more white dudes to the show, and like we're gonna have Patrick Gill on again. He's like one of our regular guests. He likes us. Yeah, we're gonna have him on again, and he's already like the whitest dude we can get.
This is the whitest guys you know.
The whitest dude you know.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's fucked up that Russ can do so many good scenes, but I can only do good jeans and memes.
If it's that raw Japanese denim.
It's true. It's true.
Anyway, I'm Piss Goblin
anyway,
on Twitter.
Follow the podcast at HogcastSD. My Twitter's at ActionAllen. I forget how many fucking domains we have now, but you can go to hogcast.com. You can go to escapefromthe.city. You can go to, MarioNipple.guru goes to my Twitter.
Feet.team goes to my Twitter, but it's about to run out, and it costs $40, and I'm having a very hard time deciding to spend that money or not.
Russ, you're so fucking weak. You gotta do it.
I know, I have to.
So here's the other thing, is I don't know if you're in the domain game like we are, Sox, but some of our domains are worth like a lot of money now.
No.
So here's the domains we currently have for the Hogcast. I've got pizza emoji, eggplant emoji .ws, cuck.zone, cuck.expert, hedgehog emoji, pizza emoji .ws. And for whatever reason, GoDaddy has recommended inull.com. It's a great fit for me.
We I'm not personally in the URL game, but we are sitting on borat.club. So they'll get back to us eventually.
Is there a .wife domain yet? Because borat.wife would be...
There is a .baby one, and we also have hail-to-the-king.baby.
We should maybe get adult.baby.
I bet that one's taken.
Okay, let me see here. .baby domains. .baby domain. Let's see. I'm definitely going to buy it as soon as... Let's see. So adult.baby. What other .baby domains would be good?
Feet.baby. Diaper dot baby. It's good.
Strong dot baby.
Weak dot baby too is also pretty good, but that's like punching down.
Yeah, that is pretty good. You should, you know what you should do? You should get weak dot baby and then make it like linked to Ben Shapiro's Twitter page.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
Strong dot baby. Oh, man, strong dot baby is not available.
Fuck.
You can for $6,500 get strong dot men. For $500 you can get strong dot lawyer. Now let me see adult dot baby. Adult dot baby. It is unavailable. You could get adult dot attorney though.
What about baby dot attorney?
That's pretty good. Baby dot attorney. It's available for
new URL.
$6,900.
Nice.
Yep. Alright, that's enough. Oh, baby dot Miami.
Okay, everybody. Live and learn.
Okay. Live and learn.